why can't I find a compatible soulmate? Have you ever asked yourself that question? Today, Dr. Avila reveals secrets of soulmate compatibility based on his classic bestseller, Love Types. Discover your romantic style and find your soulmate. Let's see what Dr. Avila has to say.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Alex Avila with Love University, and we're back. I'm an author, psychologist, and speaker. Every week, I talk about how to love yourself, others, and a higher nature, how to improve your finances, career, health, relationships, and spirituality. And today, I want to delve into my bestseller, Love Types, which I wrote to help people find their compatible soulmate based on the theory behind the Myers-Briggs personality test, the most popular personality test in the world. Love Types has been used for millions of people to help them find their ideal match. Now, today we're going to talk about a very interesting love type. Now, there are 16 different personality types called love types or romantic styles. Today is the idealistic philosopher, the person who is internal energy. They get energy from their own thoughts. Intuitive, they're imaginative and creative. They're feeling, they go by their emotions and making decisions. And they're spontaneous. They like to live their life in a free-flowing, spontaneous way. So first, let's take a look at the idealistic philosopher's personality. Imagine a deep, lush valley caressed by flowers and trees that eternally blossom, inhabited by animals that serve as gentle companions, by people who spend their days loving, creating, and selflessly serving humanity. This is the world of the rare, only about 3% of the population, idealistic philosopher, the person who is forever striving to live in a perfect world where love and harmony abound. When you're in love as an idealistic philosopher, you believe that love requires a profound emotional and spiritual connection. You may also believe that to attain this desired state, you will have to endure a great deal of pain and sacrifice. Yet all the suffering will be worth it once you find your perfect love. When that blessed day comes, you will be a complete person, as you and your partner will work together to make the world a better place. Now, in the beginning of a relationship, you tend to idolize your mate as the greatest person in the world. You would easily give up your life for him or her. Later, when reality intrudes, you may find yourself disappointed as you realize that no real human being can match the fantastic images of love and romance that you created in your imagination. Fortunately, despite your disillusionment, you somehow recover and begin to accept the flaws of your partner ever so slowly, while still wishing you could change him or her into the perfect image you had when you first fell in love. Let's talk about some ideal compatible matches for the idealistic philosopher. Now, you may be one, or maybe you're interested in one, in terms of a relationship. Research indicates that idealistic philosophers, whether male or female, tend to be happiest married to their own love type, also idealistic philosophers. Idealistic philosophers who marry each other report the fewest conflicts in their communication, finances, child rearing, and chores than any other love type combination in which one partner is an idealistic philosopher. So it does make sense the similarities attract and actually do better long-term for this particular love type, the idealistic philosopher. Now, where do you meet an idealistic philosopher? They actually love writing, psychology, the arts, and relationships, and are drawn to activities that involve a crusade or mission. You may bump into them at a bookstore, or you can check out adult education classes, poetry readings, and book signings. You can also find idealistic philosophers at the theater, art galleries, and museums, often walking slowly by themselves, lost in their thoughts. Because of their consuming desire to improve the world, idealistic philosophers often work behind the scenes for political and charitable causes. Good groups for meeting them may include the Red Cross, American Cancer Society, American Heart Association, Greenpeace, Save the Whales, NAACP, Republican, Democrat, or Independent parties, and the Peace Corps. So how do you spark a relationship with an idealistic philosopher? Well, first of all, realize that idealistic philosophers tend to be among the most insecure of the love types. Although they are often talented in many areas, languages, art, music, psychology, spirituality, they usually do not give themselves a lot of credit for their accomplishments. Because idealistic philosophers tend to have an anxious outlook on life, it's important to be especially gentle and sensitive when talking to them. On the positive side, idealistic philosophers respond exceptionally well to conversations about psychological, philosophical, or arts-related topics that appeal to their search for connection, meaning, and creative expression. If you can tap into an idealistic philosopher's valued interests, you can segue into setting up a date with him or her. For example, at an art class, you can strike up a conversation with your idealistic philosopher classmate. Talk about your favorite artists, then invite your new friend to join you at a local gallery where you can view some of the works you just discussed. Or at a book fair, chat with the idealistic philosopher standing next to you, enthusiastically talk about one of your favorite authors, the one you know is giving a local book signing next week. Now tell your new acquaintance where and when the signing will be, and chances are he or she will join you there. So once you meet and start to make a connection with idealistic philosopher, how do you win their love? Well, you can woo your idealistic philosopher with stimulating philosophical discussions in quiet and relaxed settings. Perhaps a stroll along the beach, poetry book in hand, might do the trick. Or you might take him or her to a cozy Asian restaurant. Idealistic philosophers are fascinated by different cultures. Capping off the night with an art house movie or philosophical play. Remember, an idealistic philosopher is typically a quiet and gentle person who enjoys close companionship and sharing meaningful ideas. Although your idealistic philosopher may hesitate to reveal personal information at first, once he or she warms up to you, this soft-spoken soul can be a very stimulating conversationalist. Now we'll talk about some of the love tips for winning the heart of the idealistic philosopher. Love tip number one, avoid conflict on your dates. If you're the kind of person who likes to debate controversial topics, wait until you have established a strong rapport with your idealistic philosopher before you become argumentative. Because of the idealistic philosopher's intense yearning for harmony, he or she will go to great lengths to avoid conflict. If you bring disharmony into the relationship too soon, the idealistic philosopher might become intimidated and may not want to go out with you again. Love tip number two, always be aware of your idealistic philosopher's social energy level, especially if you're an introvert and you tend to talk more than the average person. It's true that too much talk and social activity can tire out the idealistic philosopher. So it's important to be respectful of his or her need for privacy and quiet time. And if you do that, your partner will reward you with their gratitude and affection. And finally, love tip number three. Be wary of violating your idealistic philosopher's most deeply held values, whatever they may be. Idealistic philosophers can be as soft and tender as a marshmallow until they feel that you have violated one of their cherished values. When that happens, an idealistic philosopher can respond with a toughness and ferocity you would never have expected from such an easygoing person. Because idealistic philosophers tend to keep their emotions inside, you may not even realize that you have violated their important values. By the time you understand what has happened, it may already be too late. Your idealistic philosopher's pent-up feelings may explode, and he or she may do something to permanently damage the relationship. So it's important for you to be fully aware and notice any signs that they're feeling uncomfortable or getting irritated or have any reaction to things you're saying that may violate their important values. And if you do that, you can work with them to understand them better and have a better relationship. And finally, what kind of long-term relationship can you expect with an idealistic philosopher? This easygoing, harmonious, spiritual, psychological kind of person. First of all, idealistic philosophers, compared to the other love types, and by the way, there are 16 different love types, tend to marry later in life, and some may never marry at all. Because they have an often idealistic view of true love, idealistic philosophers can have a difficult time fulfilling their expectations in the real world. For example, one female idealistic philosopher was in her late 20s, but had never had a serious romantic relationship. And she said that if she couldn't find the soulmate she was looking for, she would rather join a convent. Her family didn't understand her and called her God's bride. But deep inside her heart, this caring idealistic philosopher yearned to have a perfect romantic relationship with a man, a union that would transform her emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually. On the positive side, idealistic philosophers, both males and females, are highly rated in the area of marital satisfaction. Their spouses are usually quite content with them. When idealistic philosophers finally decide to marry, they can make excellent spouses and lifelong mates because of their sweet, giving, and easygoing nature. If you can win the heart of an idealistic philosopher, this loving humanitarian will help you realize that two loving partners working together can indeed make a positive and life-transforming impact on the world. But Love University students, you may be an idealistic philosopher, the kind of person that loves psychology, philosophy, spirituality, and the arts. Is easygoing until your values are violated, internal energy, and also intuitive. Or you may be someone that is with an idealistic philosopher or maybe interested in meeting one. And the key to understand about this type is that they're idealistic and they want to have a mission in life. So if you can be part of their mission to help to change the world, to improve the world in a spiritual, psychological, philosophical way, you can have a tremendous relationship. And the important thing about love types, and we're going to get into this more, we're going to cover the 16 love types individually, and they're very interesting types. Some are more scientific, some are more sociable, some are more hands-on. is that the key is to accept and appreciate your own personal love type, your own romantic style. And when you do that, when you love yourself, as we mentioned on Love University, you can learn how to love others better. And you can attract a compatible soulmate that resonates with your true, authentic nature. If you're interested in learning more, Love Types is available on Amazon.com. And by the way, I will be at the Los Angeles Times Book Festival on April 20th, noon to 5 p.m. at USC, University of Southern California in Los Angeles, California, at booth 145. This is an amazing day where you can meet other people, you can meet authors, and also myself, and you can hear our podcast, which is going to be going on live at booth 145. And I will sign books for you, and I can answer questions for you on psychology and love, spirituality, happiness, and success. So look forward to seeing you. It's coming up very soon on April 20th, 12 to 5 p.m. at booth 145 at the USC campus. And if you want to find out more about Love University and our community, make sure to click on the social media links below and like, follow, and subscribe to our Love University channel. So until next time, this is Dr. Alex Avila. Put away your notebooks, your iPads, your phones. Love University class is now dismissed. This is Dr. Avila.